Compton is not working, you know, it's not working for our kids.
The public schools in Compton, California are failing. At McKinley Elementary, where Lorena Bautista and Ismenia Guzman send their children, only half of the students will graduate high school, and only 3% will attend college.
The school is very low, and it's not good enough.
There's no communication at all, whatsoever with the teachers or with the principal or with the staff. And that is something that needs to be changed.
Ben Austin is a former member of the California State Board of Education and the executive director of a nonprofit group called Parent Revolution.
Last summer, Compton Unified released the results of a two-year audit they had done on themselves.
And the results were quite shocking.
We have evidence that adults are not being held accountable for their work, nor for their ethical behavior. This culture causes us to have grave concern about the future of learning opportunities for students in the district.
The response from the Compton School Board president was just as shocking.
All kids are not going to make it.
When we see these results at McKinley, where the average kid is 50 times more likely to drop out of school than to go to college, this is not a coincidence.
Lacking the resources to move or pay tuition at private schools, parents in inner city districts typically have few options. But when politicians in Sacramento passed a controversial law last year, parents of children in failing schools finally had a reason to be hopeful. With the goal of winning federal Race to the Top dollars, Sacramento politicians passed the Parent Trigger Law. Written by former California Senator Gloria Romero, the bill passed by a single vote in both the Senate and the State Assembly.
This is about asserting a right for parents in California, a right very simply known as the Parent Trigger, which enables parents the right to petition their own government, their own school boards.
If 51% of parents sign a petition, they can turn their school into a charter school, replace the staff, or use the petition as a bargaining chip to initiate a conversation about change.
We knocked on 2,000-3,000 doors in Compton just talking to parents. And we found quickly that parents at McKinley Elementary were energized and wanted to stand up and stand together and make history.
We're suggesting a charter school because the charter schools, the system they work is really different from a regular district school.
Parent Revolution introduced the Compton parents to Vielka McFarlane, the CEO of Celerity Educational Group. Vielka told us about the moment she decided to leave a lucrative career in the private sector to devote her life to educating kids in South Los Angeles.
At that exact moment in time, I decided to quit my job and go back to school and get a teaching credential and apply to Los Angeles Unified School District to work as a bilingual teacher, with the only caveat that I would need to be placed in South Los Angeles for the entire duration of my career.
Like so many teachers in inner city public schools, Vielka found the experience frustrating. With the goal of making a bigger difference, Vielka took a position as a school administrator, only to encounter bureaucratic resistance at the district level. Eventually, while working as an administrator at the district headquarters in downtown Los Angeles, Vielka came to the realization that attempting to change things within the confines of a traditional public school system had been a mistake.
And so a group of other Los Angeles school district teachers and other administrators, we decided to open the first Celerity Charter School back in South Los Angeles, where we belong. And the rest is history.
Founded in 2005, the Celerity Charter Schools are already achieving good results. Currently, students in all four Celerity schools are outperforming the district schools they otherwise would have attended.
I really liked the way they spoke to me, the way they treated us.
On December 7th, 2010, the Compton parents made history when they submitted their petition to the school district demanding change.
The next day, instead of validating the petitions and standing with the parents for change, the school district robocalled all the parents, called them in for an emergency meeting, and frankly lied to them.
They have been threatening us. The teacher has been yelling at us, you know, telling other parents, don't be doing this.
Unable to convince enough parents to retract their signatures from the petition, Compton Unified decided to take a more direct approach.
They sent a registered letter to all parents requiring that they come in for an interview so that the district could decide whether the parents were signing a petition for valid reasons. And they said in bold, underlined letters that you will be required to show photo identification, such as a driver's license, which is a not even a veiled threat. It's a threat to undocumented parents that you shouldn't come in. And they didn't.
Instead, the parents took the fight to the courts. The day the lawsuit was filed, Parent Revolution and the Compton parents held a press conference in downtown Los Angeles.
What is due to my child and every other child in Compton Unified School District is a right to a quality education. So I'm standing for that right. We have this chance now, and the fight has, I know it's just begun, but the thing is, it's begun, and it's not going to end. It's not going to end.
And so the judge issued an historic temporary restraining order preventing the school district from requiring photo identification to validate their petitions. The judge agreed with our argument that it is absurd to make it more difficult for a parent to sign a parent trigger petition than it is to vote for president of the United States.
A week after the parents' legal victory, the State Board of Education met to continue discussions about how to regulate the parent trigger law. Dozens of Compton parents traveled in a school bus overnight to make public comments at the meeting. The parents knew they were in for a fight. The day after Jerry Brown took office, he replaced seven pro-reform board members, including Ben Austin, with teachers' union supporters. And Tom Torlakson, the newly elected superintendent of public instruction, was one of the most outspoken critics of the parent trigger law in the California Assembly.
I think it's an understatement to say he was elected with the help of the CTA, the teachers' union in California.
Instead of moving forward with efforts to write regulations that began months ago, Torlakson put a hold on the process, saying it would be necessary to pass what he called cleanup legislation.
I can definitively tell you one thing, that if no one were watching, if this could all go down behind closed doors, they would eliminate the parent trigger law. They would repeal it. That is their goal.
On February 22nd of this year, the Compton School Board threw another wrench into the process when they voted unanimously to reject the parents' petition, explaining that they were unable to verify enough of the parents' signatures. For the Compton parents, the outcome is unclear at best. What is clear is that the parent trigger idea is catching on. Currently, at least 12 other states are taking a serious look at the parent trigger option. And in California, the parent revolution continues.
If we're going to be real about it, we've got to acknowledge that it is, as motherhood and apple pie as it sounds, it's probably the most radical political agenda in the state of California.
As parents, we cannot probably give them much, but the most priority thing is education.
Very important. It's the most important thing that a parent can give to their child.